Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 24th day of April, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 55 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 28, and still partly cloudy, but it's warming up. Warming up. We'll have our white sun any day now, I'm quite sure. Well, let's see what we got going today. We're going to jump in there with there's one I was kind of interested in there. Where are you? No, that wasn't it. Oh. I'm going to mess this up, huh? Da-da-da-da-da. There it is. We mentioned Holly here. Holly was 34 when she had the Pfizer COVID vaccine in May 2021. 2 months later, she was rushed to the hospital with a massive bleed on her brain and was unconscious. That's how they killed my wife, motherfuckers. You will fucking answer to justice, you prick mother cock-sucking bastards. All right, The War on Freedom by Craig Johnson. The current Earth's population of humans is estimated to be approximately 8 billion souls, and within that number, not a single one of or group of ones has the right to initiate forced threat or force of fraud or fraud against another's life, freedom, or property, and by God, that's right. Force, retaliatory force, is justified only in defense against the ones initiating force, threat of force or fraud. No exceptions exist. We've been, you know, talking about people fucking stepping up and talking about what the real fucking problem here is. The premise applies irrespective of one's claim to be a group of voters, tribes, governments, corporations, etc. One cannot grant or vote a right to another or a group. Irrespective of the numbers that they themselves do not have. The nature of life requires humans to create and produce the values necessary to sustain one's life, and as value creators or relationship to each other is the voluntary fair exchange of values. Value creator life requires the freedom to create and not to be harmed by another. Survival pressure dictated that men from society with the division of labor concept, wherein one could trade the products of his or her creation, thus becoming more efficient than if one had to produce all the values necessary to sustain one's life. For these societies to peacefully function and prosper, men had to operate on the basis of honesty, fairness, and accountability, allowing all to be more efficient and productive while providing more values to exchange and accumulate. Creating prosperity through value creation requires freedom and honesty as opposed to the value destruction of the internal authority cult we have today that's based on fraud. And by God, it is. And I can fucking show you the fraud. Throughout history, attempts have been made to protect individual freedom through concepts of justice and law. Some good examples have been the Magna Carta. No, the Magna Carta was for fucking goddamn the nobles. It wasn't for all the people of England. And that's one thing people don't fucking understand about that shit document. Declaration of Independence. Fuck the Declaration of Independence. That did not come from the people. It came from the aristocrats. The people rose up for their natural rights. The Declaration of Independence was so that the aristocrats could take over the goddamn, well, they were already the king's men in this country, so that they could take over and start their fucking corporate fiefdom drive for fucking 240 years. It's not our document. The people didn't do it. This is the hijacking. The Declaration of Independence was the hijacking. Shove it up your ass. And the Bill of Rights, the latter being resisted by the Federalists, and while debating ratification of the American Constitution as being unnecessary due to the fact that the proposed Constitution only granted few and defined enumerated powers in a federal government. See Federalist and Anti-Federalist ratification debates. Good idea. Look at this fraudulent corporate monstrosity we are currently tolerating. Wow, somebody's fucking putting shit up that's fucking real. Long before the Magna Carta, War of Independence, the Bill of Rights, it has always been immoral, wrong for conscious men to initiate force, threat, or force and fraud against his fellow man. Let's be clear, nowhere during man's history did any man, woman gain the right or permission to be an authority over another. That's fucking right. Parents have limited authority over the dependent children. They have absolute authority over their dependent children. And anybody that fucks with it should be fucking shot by that goddamn parent if they have any guts. The American Bill of Rights, December 15, 1791, with its 10 articles, codified this fact in law. Yet today we see those articles being infringed upon repeatedly. Why is that happening? Because we're not enforcing the fucking law, huh? But I'm glad this guy, hey, you know what? You're fucking starting to talk the right fucking talk here. This is where the answer is. You can see how vigorously the second article, and he's calling them articles, that's a good man. But you're wrong on that goddamn Declaration of Independence. You better check that out a little more, buddy. You can see how vigorously the second article is being infringed. The second article is caught. And it ain't just the second article. Every fucking article. You infringe on one, you infringe on them all. That's the way that law, body of law is built. The second article is codified law with its language recognizing the natural right to defense with arms and the American's lawful remedy if and when the state of freedom was not being preserved. That's right. Men who attempt to gain the unearned and undeserved insist on placing themselves in positions of perceived power as your authority and plan to get away with their crimes. They have used the ill-gotten gains derived from the power to remove your common law courts and means of redress and justice. Abso-fucking-lutely. This is the shit that should be on every fucking site claiming to be a goddamn patriot site. Claiming to fucking represent the people. They spray you from the skies above with chemical concoctions. They have monopolized the control and the production of the products we have become dependent upon. They contaminate our food and body care products. They have distorted and monopolize the information sources, the education sources, food production, medicine, and sciences. And disinformation and propaganda are the norm. All is in an attempt to control your resources, health, perception of reality, and also to retard the evolution of your consciousness. For if only you could see through the fraud these there goes their self-proclaimed ruling class way of life. No fucking shit. That's what should be being said out there by every fucking body, because there's only one fucking answer, and we all have to get on the same fucking page. And shove that goddamn Declaration of Independence of those fucking ruling classes of the day up your ass. They hijacked a fucking popular fucking uprising of the people for fucking rights and made it so they could have their own corporate fiefdom, so they could eventually, through their fucking Masonic fucking lodges, gain a fucking point to where they could say, we're the ruling class again. No, you're fucking not, motherfucker. Take, for example, this insistence on convincing you that their motive and role to provide for you your general welfare and safety, just look what that has brought us with untold fraudulent wars and death, the war on/of terror, and the destructive war on drugs. Yeah, man, but right on. Hey, you can fucking see it, huh? Good. Every fucking site should be fucking pounding this. This is the answer. While I do not condone the irrationality and destructive nature of drug abuse, there is great evidence that the drug war is merely serving as a means to increase police state powers while infringing on our freedoms. And it is an infringement on our freedoms. You can't tell me what to put in my fucking body. You want to go through the fucking goddamn process and the fucking Bill of Rights and the common law court? I'll fucking dust your fucking ass. We'll see if you have the authority to tell me what I can and can't put in my fucking body. Many have suggested evidence that the drug cartels are being partnered and managed by government. What do you mean fucking suggested? They fucking told you they are. Go down on the goddamn border and look. Got the United Nations down there letting the fucking goddamn drug cartels operate on our side of the fucking border. Our sovereign, on our sovereign soil. Partnered and managed by government agencies. See one example in the San Jose Mercury News. The series Dark Alliance, the story behind the crack explosion. And that's, by God, where it came from. A lot of truth in this article, but this fellow still just ain't quite fucking awake. In my small rural community of approximately 500, they have installed a license plate reader camera in the guise of the war on drugs, making us collateral damage of this warrantless surveillance. And by God, hey, you're seeing it. That's what it is. And you're not supposed to allow it. You're supposed to crush it when you see it. While in other communities, they use the war on drugs to rationalize roadside body cavity searches, no-knock raids, civil asset forfeiture, and many other infringements, all in the guise of keeping our community safe. And why do they do that? Because we fucking allow it. We have the law. At least this person is pointing out that we do have the fucking law. We do have the goddamn right to fucking put these motherfuckers down and get them to shoot them out of this fucking country. Hang them for fucking treason and sedition. Plain and simple. These value-destroying leeches on humanity are bringing us into a worldwide state of severe survival pressure, and in the problem, reaction, solution dynamic, they will offer you continued false flags, NSA surveillance, population reduction, final collapse, central bank digital currencies, weaponized injections, GMO foods, social credit scores, 15-minute cities, kill boxes, and a top-down world government where reportedly you will own nothing and be happy. You want to fucking bet? I mean, you got your fucking dreams. You got your daydreams, motherfuckers. But between the idea and the reality lies that fucking shadow. And in that shadow is the fucking American nationalists are going to rip your fucking guts out, you motherfuckers. These value destroyers will not stop their war on freedom until we muster the courage to stop them. No shit. Muster the courage. What's that mean? I mean, quit being a fucking coward. I'm glad this guy's saying this. I mean, he's not quite fucking enlightened, but he's getting goddamn close, and he understands where the fucking goddamn remedy lies. And I'd like to see this, on stories every fucking day. When you go in, you're going to tell about, read a story, throw in that Bill of Rights and show where they're violating the fucking Bill of Rights and what they're doing. where they're violating your goddamn jurisdictional authority. Like when they take fucking children from people. That is violent. They don't have that authority and they can't get it. No fucking fiduciary can get it. Courage to stop them, and stop them we must. It has always been the responsibility of all to defend their freedoms. Yes, by God, it has. This is refreshing. I mean, there's some things in here you just don't understand yet, friend, but fucking you got this part down. If you are a free American, act like it. Goddamn right. The technologies of destruction are advancing to the point that our children and grandchildren will be nearly powerless against them. No, they won't, because we're going to wipe your fucking asses out before it ever gets to that fucking point. Even if you are not ready to rise and assume the responsibility of... What do you mean if you ain't ready, you fucking chicken shit motherfuckers? If you ain't ready, you're cowards. You have no spine. You've never had one. It ain't that you don't know what's going on. You don't know that little children are being pedophiled and that there are fucking goddamn invaders in your fucking country that you're under fucking occupation. You don't know that. If you ain't ready for self-defense, you're fucking a piece of shit. At least see the need to get informed and stop voting for your own and my enslavement. Yes, right there you go. Good, good. You're getting it, man. People are getting it, and they're not. And hey, they're coming out and saying it. And definitely stop licking the boots of these pretend authorities, giving them semblance of legitimacy. It's pathetic, and you're goddamn right it is. Not bad, not bad. Craig Johnson, York or Yank? What is that? Yank, Dunk? But not bad. I mean, your side is fucking coming to the goddamn. Is putting forth the reality, the only fucking way out, giving the answer. How do we get out of this shit? Well, we've got the answer. We've got the fucking law. That's how we get out of it. This one made me want to puke. Statute of fully nude bearded man breastfeeding a baby placed outside Denmark's former women's museum by Cassandra McDonald. A statue of a naked man, and I'm looking at it, bearded man breastfeeding a baby has been placed outside the former woman's museum in Denmark. And why are you fucking people in Denmark allowing that son of a bitch? Why did it last one fucking night? Why is it still standing there? They've been and ripped the fucking Civil War fucking goddamn statues down, even goddamn Revolutionary War statues down. Go rip this motherfucking sickening fucking abomination down. Show your fucking guts. Go tear that motherfucker down and dare him to do anything about it. They want to do about something about it. Shoot the motherfuckers. We don't have to put up with this fucking abomination. The statue is said to be a self-portrait of sculptor Aski Kielegaard or Kielegaard. Some shit name. Then this son of a bitch should be fucking, well, he shouldn't be walking our fucking street, should he? This is grotesque. The museum located in Aarhus changed its name from Women's Museum, KON Gender Museum, Denmark, in February 2021. You allowed it! Did you read the last article? Did you hear the last article? You fucking allowed it. You don't have to allow none of this shit, people. You are the jurisdictional authority of this country. And you come out and you bitch and whine and you fucking say how much you hate it, but you will not fucking stand. You will not put yourself to the hazard and you will not fucking fight to stop it. According to its website, it's one of the few museums in the world focusing on gender inequality. And now they got a fucking, if you see this, man, shit. After the statue was placed, sculptor, photographer, and Swiss Sutti Bani wrote an article for, what the hell is that, Christlit Dog Blog? Why do they have these fucking names like this, titled, Statue of Breastfeeding Man in a Pedophile's Dream, and it would be. Read Dr. Peter McCullough on the holy grail of COVID-19 vaccine detoxification. This has got some kind of ad here. I got rid of that. You know, you want to put fucking ads up, put them somewhere else, man. We're fucking working on something here. It isn't a gap, a pedophile's dream. A grown naked man who enjoys putting a small child on his nipple for him to suck it or suck is to me the epitome of what pedophiles dream of, Bonnie wrote. And you're probably goddamn right. What? No, go away. Go away, son of a bitch. She pointed out that while the nipple is an egregious zone for both sexes, the mother satisfies the child's need, while a man who cannot nurse only satisfies his own. Well, that's a duh. I don't see the gender roles are being played with as many others do. I see an exploitation of the little child, you goddamn right, and a man fucking playing with his own gratification. That is why I find it disturbing that both genders and audiences today welcome the message. No, they don't. See, you got to throw this propaganda bullshit. No, you got a handful of sickos out there slapping each other on the sicko ass, and you ain't going to call that. What the fuck did she say? This is why I find it disturbing both genders and audiences today. Well, no, they don't. Don't talk about four people and try to call them fucking 40 million, you son of a bitch. Don't try to fucking get your little message in here that anybody's putting up with this shit. The only reason that people haven't destroyed these sick son of a bitches is because, well, the people are cowardly. I'll give you that. Grown man can do whatever he wants with a small child as long as we call it a gape. Whatever the fuck. No, they can't. You put a bullet through their head and they can't do a goddamn thing, believe it or not. The museum that once celebrated women's accomplishments has taken an extremely woke turn in recent times. It's not this woke shit. I'll put you to fucking sleep, you sick son of a bitch. Much has changed in the world of gender perception since the Women's Museum Society saw the light of day. Also, men's role and function has changed significantly, the website says. In some areas, the culture heritage still rests upon the old-fashioned division between gender and roles, whilst the present present expects a more open display of all gender. Fuck you. There's two fucking genders. Get this through your fucking head. There are men and there are fucking women. Anything else is a fucking abomination. It is a not. It cannot be. It defies nature. You can't defy nature. Nature dictates what you fucking are, and that's what you are, whether you fucking like it or not. And what the fuck is the matter with these people? You're not content. Well, I can see the men being a bunch of pussies. It's easy to be a pussy when you be a woman, huh? And the women wanting to fucking stick out their fucking chest and act like they got a fucking pair. Like, you sick son of a bitches, go right on ahead. I'll knock you right flat of your fucking ass. You fuck with me. According to a report from Redux, the museum offers sex education for children in primary school through a culture, historical, and non-critical view of sexuality and gender. That means that they're teaching fucking pedophilia. That's what they're, I mean, goddamn it. How do you people endure having that statue out in front of you, and even in your fucking town? That makes you a bunch of sickos. If you ain't got the goddamn balls to go tear that motherfucker down, there's something wrong with you. The social norms that children experience on their own bodies are set against culture history through objects from the history of sexual culture. In this way, we show the students that sex, gender roles, and understanding of sexuality. You're not showing our kids anything, you sick fucks. You're getting ready to go on the fucking ground. Get the fuck away from our kids. You fucking degenerate son of a bitches. Get the fuck away from our kids. Don't speak to her. I see you speaking to one of my fucking grandchildren or something. You try it. You try it and see if anything can stop me. Before your 911 balls can get there, I'll beat your fucking ass to death. students and sex gender roles and understanding of sexuality. That's not your fucking business, motherfucker. Whatever happened, the teachers were to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. You were supposed to go to school to learn how to learn. That means if you graduated school, and I mean back in the day, we put up some third grade tests that fucking goddamn people who had went to college couldn't pass in this, understand. They have dumbed your fucking ass down so stupid that you will accept that that's a woman with the dick over there, or that's a woman with the beard over there with the kid suckling at its chest. You are fucking settling for fucking dog shit. And that means only because you're weak, because you do not have to settle for it. You have the fucking law behind you. You just refuse to fucking do your goddamn duty. In this way, we show the students that sex, gender roles, and understanding of sexuality are rooted in our culture, history. No, yeah, by God, they are. I'll tell you what, you tried this fucking shit 30 fucking years ago. Whoever was fucking even talking it, you'd be taken out behind the fucking shed and somebody put a fucking bullet in your head. And you know what? Nobody'd say a goddamn thing about it. And that does, and that's our goddamn culture, history in this country. And that ideas about gender, sexuality, and sexual practices have changed over time. No, they fucking have not. A handful of these motherfuckers are having their wet dream about their fucking mental illness. And they're fucking bringing them together again, taking a tight photo and show, oh, everybody wants to be a fucking fag and a queer. I bet you there ain't a fucking point. Fucking 0.01 fucking percent of this fucking goddamn country are that fucking sick or even sick that way. They're a small minority. Oh, they're a minority, so they need protection. Well, so are goddamn fucking murderers a minority. You're going to protect murder? Because what you're fucking protecting here is goddamn fucking hurting children, you sons of bitches. Hurting our children, you sons of bitches. And you know what? We don't have to fucking dial 911. All we got to do is take a baseball bat and beat your motherfucking brains into the goddamn turf. Redux, because your corporate fucking guards, which is all this fucking corporate goddamn mafia enforcement fucking thing they call fucking cops is all about, they ain't going to save your fucking ass, assholes. They just won't be around, and you won't be a fucking round. They come to fucking fight on your fucking side, they'll die with you. Redux noted that in 2018 and in endocrinologist, wow, man, I needed that word, from Boston Medical Center claimed that breastfeeding was an important method of validating a trans-identified male's gender ID. I mean, how fucking sick can you get? I mean, goddammit, this turns my fucking stomach. I mean, we're here. We know what we need to do. We know what's not being done. We know we are neglecting our fucking duties here. But that means you have to, I mean, we put this up. This is to outrage you. This is to show you you're a fucking punk. This is to show you they can punk you. That they can fucking even speak about this shit and still breathe our fucking air. See what else we got.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what, man? They're trying to normalize this. It's just a freaking freak show, man. It's a freak show. You know, you think a man can do whatever a woman can do and a woman can do what a man can do? I'm sorry, but it's just not physically possible. It's not.
It is not.
Just like these things. I mean, hearing these things, they are so mentally ill. You name me one man that says he wants a period. They only are trying to tell us these transvestite men, they are saying that they can have periods. You have to have a uterus to have a period. I mean, this literally makes no sense, Henry.
It's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to. They're trying. I mean, if they could get you to accept this, would they have anything to worry about from you? wanting to be free and exercise your own will. But if you
I will never agree with it. I will never accept it. I will never say it's right. I will never say it's normal. I would say it's abnormal, and it's not right.
No, by God, it ain't. It is unnatural. It is. I mean, no other animals on this goddamn planet. I mean, the reason that the people, that the human species, has fucking rose to the fucking top, is because we fucking have a goddamn. I mean, are we as smart as a fucking horse? I mean, these creatures can't reproduce. That's why they want our fucking children, so that they can play their sick fucking games. We need to put these motherfuckers down like the mad dog, retarded, sick in the head son of a bitches they are. They need to go down with the fucking rest, man. I mean, like I said, I guarantee it's like a 0.0 whatever percent of these motherfuckers in this whole country, and that's all these motherfuckers can talk about. This is what they fucking back. We're behind you. We're going to protect you. We're going to give you civil rights. Well, shove your civil rights up your fucking ass, corporation. You can't grant civil rights that violate the fucking the Bill of Rights of the We the People, the written, ratified, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You can't fucking do it. You do it, we got the right to fucking kill you. You've removed our common law courts so we cannot seek redress through the courts. We are at the second article, and we better fucking realize it. We better start exercising our rights under that second article and get rid of these sick in the head son of a bitches. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. Once we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lies a lot. That's why I will not comply. Since back last March, I've had an achy, breaky heart like old Billy Ray Cyrus. Been catching a case of the blues from the news around this damn coronavirus. Now they're telling us we gotta keep our chin divers up, even if we got the shot in the arm. Nobody's talking about exercise or eating food that's fresh grown from the farm. That's why I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't want to wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not comply.
Show them what non-compliance sounds like, boy!
Now listen, y'all, the only way to stop the violence is for us to break the silence right now. So if you tend to agree and you're pissed off like me, stand your ass up and scream it out loud. Then I will
will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They've got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not comply. Yeah, I'm here to tell you people I will not comply. That's the gospel truth.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Blind Joe with I Will Not Comply. And yeah, I'll tell you what, you better fucking have that goddamn rifle with the fucking round jacked in the fucking chamber. And yeah, I better have plenty of fucking ammo, because that's how you not, that's way you're not, what you're going to have to do not to comply. They'll finally push it far enough, and then the fucking guns are going to have to go off, people. We have no fucking choice. You're either going to fucking leave this to your fucking grandchildren. Think what you're doing. Is your wife, whatever life you got left, more important than your fucking, your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren? You must think pretty highly of yourself. Oh, then what else we got here? All right, let's go this way. Brain aneurysm. Idaho teacher and LGBT activist arrested on charges of raping 16-year-old boy by Jared Jaeger. This is posted on, today is the 22nd, right? No, that was posted back a while. Oh, we gotta go back. We'll go back further. A lot of these, I can't wait till we get the damn sound card fixed so we can do these, use these videos. All right, this was interesting. I don't know if it's true. You know, it's one of those things that pops out there. Probably a diversion to keep your mind off the fact that they're fucking taking the fucking lint out of your pockets and throwing our people out on the street. That they're fucking, like, right here where I live, man. You got fucking, well, they're getting ready to have a meeting with the tribe over there. Fucking bashing in people's fucking doors when they're gone and still in their shit. They stole the gas down the fucking street, stole the half a tank of gas from me, and by God, I can't afford it. But I'll tell you what, they tell you that if you catch somebody out there stealing your gas, you got a shotgun on them or something, you got to let them go because it's under $1,000. Well, you know what? My fucking ball bat doesn't fucking understand that kind of fucking language. I will pound your motherfucking head and we're going to find out who you pricks are. All right, that poor woman. Yep. All right, Putin just destroyed NATO's top Ukraine leaders with Kinzhal attack. U.S. and NATO are silent. Minute mark, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I get. Oh, nope, I can't do that because that's fucking still another fucking video. Here we go. Obama, Bush, and Clinton have started NGO to fly migrants into the United States. They have been flying migrants, not migrants, invaders into the United States for fucking years now. Now they're coming out and they're smiling about it. I got Obama here and fucking George Bush and fucking fucking sickening Clinton standing there with their arms around each other. These treasonous dog shit motherfuckers ought to be standing against a wall facing a firing squad. I mean, this is fucking outrageous. American Express, Global Business Travel, and Welcome U.S. have reportedly teamed up with former President Obama, Clinton, and George W. Bush, a non-governmental organization called Miles for Migrants, to fly migrants to communities across the U.S. This is fucking invasion, aiding an invasion and smiling and fucking standing there in your fucking face and doing it. These son of a bitches should fucking be hiding in fucking spider holes. We should have went after them a long fuck generations ago. We keep being fucking weak. You will fucking just, well, go look at your fucking grandchildren and just tell them I'm a no good, low down, cowardly son of a bitch, and I'm sorry for what you're going to have to fucking endure, because that's what we're talking about here. Miles for migrants to fly migrants to countries, communities across the United States. Welcome U.S. is an NGO, non-government organization. See, the whole goddamn country is being run by fucking goddamn corporations. It's not a fucking chartered fucking country anymore. They fucking changed that in 1871 and 1875, I think it is. But it bottom line here is this is a fucking corporation. And these motherfuckers are non-governmental. It just means that they're 501c3. They're just a different status. It's all fucking corporation. These fucking corporations need to be crushed and run out of this fucking country. And we need to have our fucking goddamn true law, the law of December 15, 1791, enforced so that we can have our autonomy and have a fucking pleasant life again. Have something good in our fucking lives instead of these Stephen motherfucking scumbags. And there you got there's your left-right paradigm. You got fucking on the one side, you got Obama, and then on the other side, you got Clinton, and in the middle, you got George W. Bush. Wonder what that motherfucker was all about. He was the first one that brought 40,000 Iraqis into this fucking country. And then a couple years later, they're forming cells. We're going to have false flags. It's fucking, you got to be fucking retarded not to see this shit. But people do know this. Everybody fucking knows this. It's just, hey, man, you standing in front of that mirror? Can you fucking stand to look at yourself and know that you haven't fucking lifted a fucking finger to do anything about it? Welcome, U.S. It's an NGO that would non-government organization that was initially launched to work with President Joe Biden's administration to facilitate some of the 85,000 Afghans, 85,000, that's an army behind your fucking lines. Afghans who came into the United States in 2021 and 2022 after the debacle created by the U.S. evacuated from Afghanistan, according to Breitbart. Fuck you, Breitbart. You're a fucking goddamn propaganda fucking machine. The bottom line here is these son of a bitches were, I mean, to pretend that this shit ain't planned out is just, it's fucking stupid. You have to be a fucking retard. Oh, they're just bumbling along. That's what it is. It's because they're dumb, you see. No, you're the dumb one. You're the dumb one because you can be fooled by somebody as low fucking, with such a low IQ that their shoe size is fucking bigger. Welcome U.S. is also linked to billionaire George Soros. No, say it ain't so. Not George Soros. He would never fucking interfere in anybody's internal politics, would he? I mean, Jesus, we know these fuckers are criminals. We know they're not being prosecuted. They're being rewarded. You tell me what the fucking deal is when the good is punished and the fucking bad, the evil, is fucking rewarded. And it's happening because of you. Because you do not have the fucking cojones, what it takes, like your forefathers did at Lexington and Concord and all through the fucking uprising. You do not have what it takes to fucking protect your own children. You are pathetic. Now, Miles for Migrants and American Express Global Business Travel are reportedly teaming up with Welcome U.S. to raise money for migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, Ukraine, and Nicaragua to be flown into communities across the country. Did you hear what I said? While our people are living under goddamn freeway underpasses in the fucking, well, at least it's getting to be summer now. But think of the children that had to live this winter under a fucking overpass on a freeway. American nationals that could trace their lineage back to the beginning and before the beginning of this country. You think about that. And they're doing this for these. Why? Why do you represent these foreigners, you motherfucking international communist piece of shit? And everybody talks, George Bush, you know, it's that false left-right paradigm shit. Well, the Republicans, well, he's a fucking Republican, ain't he, you stupid pricks? It's just maddening. Donations are needed to fund the flights for newcomers to travel to the United States. The initiative webpage reads, you do it and you fucking, hey, you do it. You know, there's a record of it. You aid in this fucking invasion, your ass will fucking hang. You will be brought to justice and you will fucking hang. It will cost you your life for fucking goddamn aiding and abetting an invasion of the people's fucking United States of these Americas, the individual free sovereign nationals' fucking rights for violating our fucking law. Those forced to flee. They were forced to flee. Of course they fucking were. Often, I mean, 20 fucking years later, oh yeah, they were forced to flee. Some of them were fucking, think about the guy who was fucking 20 years old when America went into Afghanistan. He's fleeing over here. Think of the guy that was 40 years old. He'll get Social Security. You won't. They're handing this goddamn country over to fucking foreign nationals, plain and simple, right in front of your face, and you ain't doing a goddamn thing about it, though you have the jurisdictional authority to kill every goddamn one of them. Those forced to flee often leave behind all but what they can carry. Wait a minute, I got to cry. Excuse me. And the cost of the international travel can be prohibitive. No shit. The cost for us to travel fucking to our fucking jobs and back is prohibited because you're taking everything and giving it to fucking foreigners, foreign nationals, you fucking traitors. You deserve the fucking rope. You will get the fucking rope. You will be tried and you will be hung by the neck until you are dead. Or you'll be put up against a wall and a firing squad will end your miserable fucking lives. The webpage continues. Welcome Connect Travel removes the cost of travel as a barrier for sponsors. Why don't you go remove the barrier of living under a goddamn highway overpass for people who can trace their lineage in this country back to the beginning? The fucking American nationals that own this motherfucking joint, buddy. Tell me about these mother. I don't give a fuck about these motherfuckers. Let them rot in hell with their backs broke. I do not care. My people. Our people. God damn it, stand together and shut this shit down. Quit being fucking pussies. In the United States and the displaced families, they are supporting through humanitarian sponsorship. You son of a bitches. You fucking milked us. You know we're paying every one of those fuckers, fucking Clinton. We're paying Bush, and we're paying Obama. Big fucking goddamn money every fucking year to fucking sit there and commit treason against us. How fucking weak can a people be? According to Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, comments in a hearing earlier this week, roughly 5 million illegal immigrants have entered the United States since President Biden took off. That's 5 million people. Now you're getting a healthy fucking army behind your fucking lines. Do you understand any concept of fucking war? These motherfuckers, I mean, it's the fucking, when you used to go to fucking fight the goddamn enemy, you're fucking, the guy steps out of the house next to you and shoots your ass because they are fucking so infiltrated into your goddamn communities, huh? Do you understand it? Obviously fucking not, or it wouldn't be going on. Or maybe you're just too goddamn cowardly, just like I said. New York Governor Kathy Hochul test marketing a ban on all tobacco sales by Rich Chancellor. You can fucking in Portland, you can sit on the goddamn hell right here in Klamath Falls. Let's get fucking real. They brought this fucking trash here. They brought it here by the fucking busload and dumped it in the fucking town. What used to be a nice little fucking town is now a fucking hellhole. Everybody there fucking hates it. You fucking bitch. You sit there on the sidewalk and do fucking heroin, they'll give you the fucking needles. And you can't be bothered. Anybody tries to bother you, man, here comes your fucking defenders. And then fucking you have this bitch. Fuck you. You ain't going to try to take you. I guess that would get you killed. I mean, that might be what starts the whole goddamn thing up. Take people's fucking cigarettes. See how they act with your ass. The pro-legal weed Hochul administration is quietly trying to find fire up support for a complete ban on sale of tobacco products in New York. The Post has learned, and we're going to go in here. I mean, think about that. I mean, think about the very idea of it. I mean, just any obscene, stupid-ass motherfucking thing that they can throw out there to try to divert your attention from the fact that they are building a fucking United Nations fucking government out of air without authority to do so that they intend to unleash on you. Come on and bring it on, motherfuckers. I am so fucking tired. I want this done. I want to fight you. I want to fucking take my fucking pound of flesh, you son of a bitches, and there's a plenty more that do. When we get done with your fucking asses, you fucking wish you had never even thought of trying this shit on us. The State Health Department commissioned a new survey aimed at gauging support for an all-out prohibition, despite Governor Hochul's failure to secure support from state legislators to include a ban on menthol cigarettes and other flavored tobacco products in the yet to be approved state budget. You can't do it, bitch. You do not have the authority. It would be a violation of the fourth article. It'd be a violation of the fucking law. You're wanting to write another violation law. Do it. It's like the Volstead Act. The Volstead Act, the people should have fucking killed them dead. You can't tell me what to put in my body. You can't tell me. You don't own me, motherfucker. I ain't one of your 14th Amendment fucking subject citizens. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, motherfucker. The only law I recognize is the law of December 15, 1791, my autonomy. Of course, this is in fucking New York. But I mean, why would you do this? I mean, this here is just, it's diversion. It's to divert us from fucking what's going on around us, people. It's to divert us from what, like I said here, I mean, we got these fuckers coming out of goddamn Portland coming in here to this town. And now they're starting to think they're going to go through the neighborhoods and fucking steal and fuck us with us. Because if you catch them, the police will make you let them go. Well, what if we don't call the fucking police? What if we just deal with you ourselves, you motherfuckers? That's what's going to happen to you. You don't know where you're fucking at. This ain't fucking Portland, Oregon. This is Chiloquin fucking Oregon. And you'll find out the fucking difference. What is
ball your... bat time, Henry. Ball bat time. Put that ball bat on their ass if you catch them.
Goddamn right. I got a red one for communists. I got a red... I paid $3.43 for it at fucking Goodwill in fucking Eugene. It's just for communists. It's why I got a red one. For beating the fuck out of communists that they... Hey, fucker, see how you go out stealing with fucking broken legs, my son of a bitch. Because you know what? I ain't one of your goddamn fucking 14th Amendment subjects. You don't, that says $20 on that in that Bill of Rights. Anything over $20 is taking my property without due process of the fucking law, and you watch me enforce it. Like, their fucking statutes don't mean jack shit to me, buddy. I'll pound your fucking head into the goddamn pavement. What is your opinion about a policy that would end the sale of tobacco products in New York within 10 years? We're among the questions asked at last week in the New York local opinion leaders, a survey examined by the Post. Others asked, what is your opinion about a policy that, that is not law. Goddamn, I was taught that as a little kid in school. The difference between policy and law. It's the difference between Roman civil law and United States common law. United States common law is public law for private purposes. Roman civil law is private policy being enforced as public law. Which do we have here? From King Chuck. King Chuck's law is private to King Chuck. We cannot stand this. These acts have become intolerable. What they're doing with the guy fucking nursing the kid, a fucking guy with a beard. When does it become the intolerable acts that we will not fucking endure? I guess that's the goddamn question, ain't it? That's the question for your fucking survey. Anyways, I mean, this is enough of this shit. I mean, it's all degenerated shit. Fuck you. Try to take fucking people's cigarettes. Try, I mean, every time, I mean, just like their drug war. They knew they could make $40 billion a year because people were going to say, fuck you. The Americans have always said, fuck you, and done exactly what they fucking wanted. We still do so. And by God, it's time to, and hey, you know, it would appear that more people are learning about that Bill of Rights and understanding their authority to fucking destroy your fucking asses, destroy your fucking unlawful corporation, and hang your fucking ass. Take our goddamn wealth back. Seal our fucking borders. Tell the fucking rest of the world to fuck off and live comfortably and happily ever after. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, just think of that day. Samuel Whittemore. Us old fucks might have to come out and do it, but goddammit, you know what? He saw the end of it. He fought like a goddamn wild man. And that's what we're going to have to do so we can show these youngsters what having a pair of balls is about. That's The Word from the Trenches. Dun, 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 dun. You don't just get to push that button. Now you can.